quite a lot of work to be done. The caterers will no doubt let us know when they're actually ready after lunch, but we can obviously help them to a certain degree. There are about 50 of us here, which is a wonderful blessing which we've had, and we'll need to clear the tables there for lunch, so people who put out displays, if they could temporarily remove them for the meal time, please. And we'll need to move about 15 chairs to complement it. So if I leave that to you to do after the session there. Forgiving each other. It's a difficult subject, to say the least. And it quite surprised me to find that there wasn't much written about us forgiving each other. Until about 30 years ago, a man called Lewis Smeads wrote a book, Forgive and Forget, there, which still holds out as one of the classics there. But it is surprising how little has been written about the subject up until then. What is even more surprising, perhaps, that most of the literature has been in the secular world, whereas as Christians it seems to me that we ought to be in the forefront of knowing how to forgive each other. But it's that subject which has interested me for some years now. This session is not so much a conventional talk, but a time of exploration, where we can, each of us, consider how we will tackle forgiving each other. It's a time for meditation, for prayer, and we're going to have some breakout sessions into groups there, so that you will be able to discuss it, so that we can help each other on the road. None of the Bible references you're going to come across are going to be complex or unfamiliar, although they may be presented to you in different translations to encourage us to think afresh about the message. Now, some of you have heard some of the talks I've given before on this subject, and so for your sakes I don't intend to go over the same ground again, you'll be pleased to know. But there are those of you who of course are coming to this subject perhaps for the first time, and I think you find that this session covers the fundamental principles there. But if you are interested in listening to my talks on the subject, they are all being listed on the CareLinks site, and you can download them there. But as they were given in Latvian, they're also being translated into Russian by Duncan and Irma as we're going along there. But although that takes twice as long, it does give you time to contemplate what's being said. Poor Duncan has heard these talks four times now, and Sue has heard them even more. In conversations over the years, and reading books and talking to people, I find that virtually everyone knows what are the appropriate answers to the key questions. Even children who've heard my talks know the answer. But the problem with forgiving each other is not so much understanding what it's all about, but breaking it down into what I might think of as bite-sized chunks. And then, of course, much more difficult putting it into practice. I think we can spend a lot of time fretting about some of the complex things that Jesus says and that he presents to us with. But as the wise man said, it's not the things I don't understand that bother me, it's the things that I do understand. So we're going to start off with a paraphrase of some familiar words of Jesus. It's from the Message Bible. And it's to start us off. After I've read that, we're just going to sit quietly for a minute, contemplate the question that Jesus asks, and then we'll have a short prayer. It's from John's Gospel. Jesus took a deep breath and breathed on them. Receive the Holy Spirit, he said. If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?
Lord, as we think about that question you have posed us in its various forms and in its various meanings to us, as we open up our lives before you and try to be honest about the difficulties we face in forgiving each other in the way that you have freely forgiven us, we pray that you will be with us to give us the strength, the guidance and the encouragement to do what you have commanded us, to forgive each other. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I know from previous experience that some of you will find this session emotionally quite challenging. I know that I do. You will hear testimonies from some people, perhaps in discussion groups and perhaps talking afterwards, as we feel free to be able to open up and trust each other a bit, and some of those stories may bring tears to your eyes. Some of your preconceptions will no doubt be challenged, and we're inviting honesty here, and there will be times to share and to participate. So I'd like to give a few guidelines for this, because I think this is important in our discussion groups. First of all, if anyone feels upset from memories, from their own experience, don't be afraid, you're not alone. Some of us here have suffered injustice, betrayal and brutality. And apart from your fellow pilgrims, Jesus is here. We can represent his presence here perhaps by that empty chair. And secondly, I want you to promise that if you are taken into anyone's confidence, that you respect what you're told by not repeating it elsewhere, outside this room. Gossip is very dangerous stuff, and some here have suffered greatly through exaggerated reporting, often in the guise of information you should know. I'd like to tell you the story of a brother I've met in Latvia, Armel. I had the privilege of being at his baptism last June. Armel had been brought up in the communist period there, and was thoroughly taught atheism, there was no God. But somehow planted deep into his understanding was a belief that there was a God. I don't know what that origin was, it doesn't really matter. Somehow God had implanted an awareness of himself there. Furthermore, our man was convinced that God was a forgiving God. And as a result of this, despite the communism all the way around him there, he held this as the ideal for his life. Now, after communism failed in the early 90s, he made his way to Latvia there and was able, under the new free regime, to establish a business. He's a very competent businessman, and he and a partner established a successful business there. He got married, he had children, and everything was going very well until his partner made off with all the money. His wife took exception to this, as we can imagine, and wanted him to take revenge. Revenge being interpreted, kill him. But our man was true to his principle and refused to do so. So his wife left him and took the children. So there he was, he'd left, he'd lost everything. He then discovered the Bible, he started coming along to the Riga Bible Centre and beginning to discover more about the truth there. And I had the privilege of giving a talk about forgiveness and giving some talks, at the end of which he stood up in front of everyone assembled there and gave his testimony and asked to be baptised. And he said, "My whole life has been leading up to this point." And it's a wonderful thing, and I hold that as a wonderful example of someone I know who has suffered enormously. He's lost virtually everything there, and he now works as a night porter in a warehouse, a night watchman. I'd like us to do some work in groups. If you look at your badges, most of you have got a number on the badge there.
If you haven't got a badge, some of you haven't got numbers on there. I know some of you haven't. I'm going to divide people up into six groups there.
So if you haven't got a number on your badge, please will you decide which group you'd like to go in there. We'll have the groups arranged in this room. So if we have one, group one here, two there, three at the back, four, five and six. And you have an envelope. In this envelope, some extracts from a book which you may have seen lying around, R.T. Kendall's book on total forgiveness. Now, the idea is that you have a look through these as a group and perhaps pick up one of them and read it and then have a discussion on what the... I've put a few questions to stimulate discussion a bit there. But the idea is for the group to take off the discussion in the way you want to. If, on the other hand, the discussion flags somewhat, then just take out the next sheet of paper and have a go at this. There's quite a lot of material in the envelope, and we're only going to have half an hour for the discussion there, so you need to make a fairly quick selection and just get stuck in with it. I'd like one from the group to read the sheets, and then everyone else to join in the discussion. There are some suggested questions, but really I want you to be able to talk about the things that you feel are relevant to you, just stimulated by this. I have not put people deliberately in one group. I've chosen the numbers apparently at random. I've put the questions in here more or less at random, but I pray that the selection in the envelope of the group you have is going to be something which is helpful and relevant to each of you. So it's 10:50 now. I suggest we reconvene at 10:20. There, I'm not asking for feedback for this time. So it's just so that you can benefit from the discussion together. So if group one would like to make their way down here, group two, group three, four, five and six, and I'll bring the questions down. Look at the numbers on your badge. If you're in number two, and obviously number three. That's what that, yes. Yes. Can I give you that? Yes,
Yeah.